This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Students, teachers, and others have walked out at schools across the state today, and some schools across Metro Denver are canceled. Others may need a lot of subs. CPR's Arlo Perez Esquivel reports it's part of a national call to protest federal immigration policies, which is also impacting businesses.
Aurora and Adams 14 are among the districts where all classes are canceled. Opponents of the crackdown in Minneapolis called for the nationwide no school, no work, and no shopping effort. A number of metro area restaurants and cafes are also participating today, and protests are planned around Denver.
A rally is expected to start this hour at the state capitol. We'll have more on this developing story throughout the day, and you can find the latest at CPR.org. State lawmakers reversed course Wednesday to approve $2.4 million for nearly 800 new prison beds. Democrats on the legislature's Joint Budget Committee voted against the proposal last week over concerns about staffing shortages at state prisons and parole backlogs. They say those issues have yet to be addressed, but that they approved the funding to avoid safety problems in the short term. A Colorado School of Mines professor has developed a novel material to treat wounds. The material, Clarigel, can be injected into open wounds or stretched to cover large surfaces. Doctors currently use a range of products for hard-to-care-for wounds, but Mines professor Melissa Krebs said this is different.
The polymer itself that the material is made from is inherently anti-inflammatory and repels bacteria, reduces infection, all in a single product.
Krebs says the DOD is interested in using it on burns and battlefield wounds. It will go on the market in March. Mostly sunny along the Front Range today. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.